Cardiff. This is Kevin.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. I received one of your guys' letters.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to see how true it is.
Well, it's true. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It's true. I mean, we don't.
I mean, do you send it out just to everybody, or are you sending it because I can get it?
Well, in order for you to have received that, you would have had to have financed or applied with one of our partners or ourselves at some point in the past.
Okay.
You know, we don't send out just, you know, junk, essentially. That's what you're asking.
Right. Can I? I'm going to put my husband on because anything that he has to do with stuff like this, he's done.
Okay.
So I'm going to get him so I can put him on the phone.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Doing well.
So I had my wife call you to find out what that thing was all about.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what it is. The loan.
Okay, we must have applied with some partner of theirs in the past.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. So what do we need to do to try this?
Well, are you looking for cash as far as, are you looking for a working capital type of a loan? Are you looking for equipment financing? What are you guys looking into?
No, just like a working capital type of loan to help me boost my business.
Okay.
Because, you know, I've been in business almost 2 years now. And when I rented this place, I can give you a quick breakdown of what happened to us. Cause this place was a restaurant that I rented. It was a restaurant for 40 years. But prior, somebody tried to rent it before me and take it into a pawn shop, and they got caught. So there was a stop work order on the building.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know. And I went to the building department. They didn't tell me. The owner didn't tell me. So I rented it, and I started doing whatever I was doing. And they came in and shut me down. And long story short, I ended up getting screwed over. And all my working capital, I ended up having to put in the building. So I've been operating all this whole time with no backbone. You understand what I mean? Like no foundation, just killing it because I'm a badass chef.
You're going to have to send me some food. What do you guys, what do you cook?
You know, I do Caribbean food. I do Jamaican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, and Dominican food in one restaurant. You can go to my website and see it. You know the company U.S. Foods?
I do.
Yeah, they bought one of my recipes. And they screwed me, too. You know, the rich stay rich and the poor stay poor.
Yeah. I understand.
They shot a video in my restaurant to authenticate their product. And you can go online and see it. It's everywhere. My restaurant's 4.5 stars, 5 stars, 4.8 on my Facebook. I got TripAdvisor, 4.5. Yelp, I got 4. I think Google, I got 4. And this is no advertising. It's all word of mouth because, like I said, we didn't have number one money. I work week by week, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the place pays for itself, but I'm trying to boost it up more. And we'll just get ready to get into season. And if I can get some money to advertise and blow it up, because there's a lot of people that don't even know that we're here.
Really? Okay. Where are you located?
I'm in Vero Beach, Florida.
Okay.
My restaurant's the only restaurant around here that's like this. There's not one anywhere around here.
How long have you guys been around? How long has the restaurant been open?
We opened it in 2013, but we didn't actually open until February of 14. We started the corporation on the 13th, but we opened February 14th. So this February will be 2 years. We a little bit over a year and a half. I beat most statistics.
Good for you. Good stuff. So what would the cash be used for specifically?
Specifically, I would use it to blow my restaurant out of the water. Mostly advertising and fixing the place up, you know, making it nice. Like, I get a lot of my, if you go online and read some of the reviews, they'll give me 5 stars, but they'll say, oh, excellent hole-in-the-wall restaurant. The building that I rented is old, you know?
I see.
So it's like, why don't you just stab me in the eye at the same time? it's really funny because they're like, excellent hole in the wall restaurant, food's phenomenal. Don't judge a book by its cover. You know, shit like that. It's a little frustrating because I don't got nothing to do anything with. You know, like I said, I work day to day. You know, and it's a little aggravating. Like right now, I don't have a few things, and I have to make some money in order to go buy some stuff. You know. And I turn down people because I can't go buy what I need to buy that's on my menu, you know?
How much are you looking for?
I don't know. I was looking in around the 20,000 range, 25,000. That could, you know. Oh, I got it in my hand.
That should be easy to do.
But like I said, it's a real thing. And I saw this, and I didn't know. I get a lot of phone calls from those other things, you know, with the credit cards. They take your money from your credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you guys do, too?
No, we ours are just tied to your bank account. We don't touch your credit cards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I'm not a big believer in those programs. You know, I don't like the fact that it's based off of percentages. You know, I feel like being a business owner, one of the reasons you're doing it is because you want to be rewarded for your hard work, right? You're not working somewhere else and making a salary, and no matter how well you do or how hard you work, you make the same amount of money. So, you know, with those programs, you guys may kill it 1 month or 1 week or whatever the case may be, and the credit card company just takes more of your money, so you're not even rewarded for having that, you know, that great week or month. So,
yeah,
you know, I don't like that. Well, they charge daily, but they also typically, you know, most of them are based off of percentage. So they may take 10% of your deposits, right? Well, that 10% increases if you deposit more. You have a bigger month. You end up paying more. So instead of you making more money because you killed it 1 month, they're taking more. So your reward is less. Whereas on our type of a loan, we're taking the same amount out, you know, every day or every week out of your checking account, no matter how well or you know, how bad you do that month.
Right.
So.
Okay. So what do I need you to fill out an application or something?
Yeah, let me see.
I don't know how it works. I mean, like, you go, like, on a website and see everything. Like, right now is the end of the summer, so this is, like, the worst month I've ever had. Last year wasn't even this bad, but this year is really bad, super, super slow. So, but next month starts season. So I got a couple more, two, 3 weeks, and it just started picking up. You know, the snowbirds, they call them snowbirds, come from down from New York and all those places, and they stay here during the wintertime.
They like your food?
Oh, hell yeah.
Good.
Usually, during the season, I average probably, I want to say, between 15 and 20,000 just in credit cards a month. But that's not profit, of course. That, you know, that all goes right back into the restaurant because I don't have no. That's another problem. I don't have no foundation to even build to save money. Everything I make, bam, is gone. Bam, is gone. Bam, is gone. So it's really, really aggravating. I told my wife I'm ready to quit. Go work for somebody.
Don't tell me that. I'm about to give you money.
Yeah. But, you know, like I said, it just gets frustrating. It's been such an emotional roller coaster for me and my family. I got 7 kids, bro.
Yeah.
And everybody that works in my restaurant is family. I don't have no outsiders. My two boys, my 20-year-old and my 18-year-old, work in the back with me. My wife and my son's girlfriend work in the front with my brother. And that's it. We all take turns washing dishes. And I cook everything, and my 20-year-old runs the line with me. And that's about it.
Well, that will put some pressure on you, doesn't it?
Yeah, well,
a little bit tougher when you feel like you're required to maintain everybody's lifestyle.
Yeah, well, they all live with me.
Damn.
They all live in one house, and not don't let me get just. I have a 15-year-old, I have a 7-year-old, and I got a 4-year-old on top of that.
Man.
I got the living room is a bedroom. The kitchen is a bedroom.
So what are you getting, like 2 hours of sleep every night?
Yeah, pretty much. I work 15 hours a day. I'm here at 6 in the morning, and I stay here at 8 o'clock at night. I open breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Wow.
That's the only way you're going to be a success. I started this because I'm overqualified. I'm an executive chef, and I live in a small town. Nobody wanted to give me a job. So I'm from Miami originally. So I do what we do at home. When you get stuck, you work out of your house. So I started cooking food out of my house and driving around Vero Beach selling my food. And it blew up. I ended up getting regular customers call me, serve them, and I just deliver it to them because it's illegal to do that. So I would just deliver the food to them. And that's how I got this started.
Wow.
Talk about... I beat the street, huh? I beat the street, and I worked every day. I turned my kitchen at home was a commercial kitchen. You know, I had fryers and all that shit. My kids used to go to school, and people would make fun of them because they said they smelled like French fries.
They're jealous. They all got hungry, probably. Yeah. So they were just jealous. They're all hungry.
Probably.
Smelling those French fries.
Yeah, you can go online and read all my reviews. And you can go to my webpage. It's VeroScribbingKitchen.com, and there's some videos there. And you'll see the video with U.S. Foods. I mean, I even wrote to the USDA for them. You know, the bastards screwed me over. They didn't give me anything.
Nothing?
Nothing. They gave me $2,000, and the guy went to town for me the president of the southern region of their company was like, that's not right. They shouldn't do that to you. And he went all the way to the top for me, and then they gave me $2,000. Not even $2,000 cash. They gave me a credit for $2,000 to buy food from them. And then once they did that, they fired the guy there.
Wow.
And I'm one of the only chefs they've done that with. They usually don't reach out to customers like that. It's like this new thing that they're doing. And I'm the only chef anywhere around here that they did that with.
Interesting.
It's pretty cool. I mean, it's a cool video. They came here, they shot the video, me and the executive chef of the southern region and the sous chef of their production from Chicago.
Uh-huh.
They came and they talked. We had, man, go watch it. It's pretty cool. But they
wow.
used that as their sales, for their sales guys to show that as a pitch, where it came from. I authenticated their product, pretty much.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I got to go run inside and work. I'm going to put my wife back on the phone. You tell her what we got to do.
All right,
Thank you. Sounds good.
You got it.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, so do you see that reservation code on that form?
Yes.
Can I get that from you, please?
Give me the paper. It's 2511-0801-0014-4371.
Okay. Barrows. Okay, and what is the best number to reach you guys at?
772-257-6361.
And is that a mobile or is that the restaurant number?
That's the restaurant.
Okay, and what's a good mobile?
772-501-7280.
Okay. And then what is your email address? I can send this information to you.
It's Vero's Caribbean Kitchen at Hotmail. Caribbean is with two B's. And it's Vero's, V-E-R-O-S, Caribbean Kitchen.
I'm sorry, at Gmail or at Hotmail?
Hotmail.
Okay. Okay, you in front of the computer now?
No.
Okay. Would you be able to check to see if this email goes through? I just want to make sure you get it because it also will have my contact information.
Check the email to see if you receive something. Here. He's checking now.
No, sir. What was your name?
Stephanie. Salazar.
Okay. Do you know if your 2015 tax returns are completed yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you get it? He hasn't received.
Not yet? Okay. There is an attachment. The form for you to fill out is attached, so it might take a couple seconds extra. You should have it now.
Did you do V-E-R-O-S? C, like it's only one R, two B's.
Yeah, you should have it now. It looks like it went through.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Okay, I received it. Hello?
Yes, you did receive it?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, perfect. So if you could please just fill out that form and send it back along with those bank statements I requested and the tax return. And I will get on it as soon as I get it back. And then you have my direct phone number on there. If you have any questions, feel free to give me a call.
Okay, thank you so much.
You got it. Thank you very much.
I'm putting all the stuff and doing everything now.
Okay.